What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. She all down like the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J. Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh, what y'all out there doing, man? Y'all out there dropping a dime on them because they hate it, baby. Shining on them, you know, shining bright like a diamond. Doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, I know you are. And why do I always tell you that I know that you are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby, huh? First of all, because God made you that way. Yeah, shout out to you, God. Oh my gosh, he's rewarded to those that diligently seek him. Yes, God, me, he was dropping a dime on us. But look, what's the second reason why I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being thorough and wise, huh? Come on, say it with me. 1, 2, 3. Because y'all are out there listening to me, man. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. So look, there's a third thing that I tell y'all too. Okay, you know that. All right. What do I got to do? Right. I got to give a shout out to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Huh? You can say this with me too if you want to. You want to do this one on three? 1, 2, 3. Hi, haters, because y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Oh my gosh. So look, if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience and you like, wait a minute, hold on, what's this girl J? Why is she going ahead and giving a shout out to haters? Look, I give a shout out to my haters, my naysayers, the disbelievers. You have to always give a shout out to them, okay? Because haters acknowledge me backwards, baby. This is Just a Touch of J. Let me try to break these pieces out for you, okay? Look, but y'all, put this out there in pieces for you, all right? So when you shining bright like a diamond, right? What God does is that he puts you out there in pieces for people, you know? Like, you got certain things going on in life sometimes, you know? He like lures them in with it, okay? So, you know, okay. God's word says in Psalms 23, I will prepare a table with you. I'll prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies, right? I will anoint your head with oil and your cup's going to overflow, right? So what God does is that sometimes, like I said, you got some things going on in life. He puts you out there in pieces for him, baby. And what he does, he anoints your head with oil and your cup starts to overflow. Everything starts flowing out everywhere, like pieces everywhere. You know, like pieces of the puzzles, like over here, it's over there. Everybody can see it. Okay, this table that he's preparing in the presence of your enemies, right? So what happens is they start coming over like, is that my boy over there shining on them? That my girl over there shining on them? Somebody shining on them because they hate it, baby, all right? And what happens is that when they come over, they wind up getting blessed like by the message. Now, look, I'm over here choking, so y'all know this is about to be something good. The enemy already trying to get me all jacked up already so I can't give y'all this message. But I'm going to give y'all this message. Oh, my God, this is a word. I got a word for y'all, okay? So look, they come over, right? And they want to be blessed by the message, right? So you have to say hi to your haters, all the naysayers, all the disbelievers, all the people who just, you know, they don't believe. You know, they don't believe in you. They don't believe in God. They just have some, you know, some things going on with them. You know, and God's just trying to show them. He's just using you. You like the bait. He putting you out there in peace for him, baby. All right. So look, this is Just a Touch of J. All right. The light that serves the darkness. Make sure y'all check out the Just a Touch of J app so y'all can go ahead and get the Haters Passion drink, because haters hate with a passion. I had to make a drink for them too. All right. So look, I'm just summing all that up. Basically, what you need to say is when you see people that are nosy, naysayers, disbelievers, and all of that, they coming over, they trying to see what you got going on, allow them to. And say hi, haters, because y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. All right. Now, I could start over, right? Because I was all coughing, I was all jacked up, but I'm not, okay? You know what I'm gonna say? Have y'all been going over to My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Oh my gosh, I had to drop a dime on y'all today. Now, y'all know today is the Sunday's word, right? But I didn't had a last couple days. I've been doing a lot of stuff y'all don't know about, okay? I've been dropping dimes all over the place, like boom, 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 boom. Okay, so yesterday, let me tell you what I did. Yesterday, I did a tribute to Biggie Smalls. Oh my gosh, small little tribute, but I'm be doing tributes all week to Biggie Smalls, okay? So the first one that I gave y'all was a remix. Yeah, I did a little DJ thing, my little DJ skills. Uh-huh, and you know, I went ahead, I tried to put that out there a piece for y'all, but Instagram had blocked me and Facebook, so I couldn't do it on there. So what you got to do is you got to go on the Just a Touch of J app, or the Just a Touch of J podcast. It's playing worldwide. It's everywhere. You got to check it out. Okay. I couldn't put that on My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. I tried and it was like, no, you know, copyright infringement. They don't be playing when it comes to certain stuff. But you can listen to the Just a Touch of J podcast to get those pieces. So that's what I did yesterday. And today, oh my gosh, y'all, I put out some pictures of me, child, when I had lost my hair with a bald spot showing and everything. Yes, child. Oh, My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, again, and on Facebook. All of my Facebook pages and all that type of stuff. Make sure y'all check it out. I had to put them pieces out there for you. You want to know why? Because we overcome by our testimony. So, look, I got a story to tell like Biggie. I got to drop a dime on y'all, but I'm not going to get there. I'm going to tell y'all what else I put on My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram. I've been putting inspirational posts out there, just dropping a dime on y'all and everything. Oh my gosh, it's just been so amazing. Showing y'all my food, showing my y'all my Beat Break Radio stuff, my podcast stuff, my fitness stuff, stuff with my kids. Oh my gosh, just everything. I've just been putting it all out there over there. Okay, and on the Just a Touch of J Facebook page, and y'all are doing kind of good with that too. I'm seeing some people like are inboxing me. Y'all starting to go back over there again, because you know y'all wasn't giving me no traffic or that. And I know everybody doesn't have Facebook and Instagram and stuff like that. A lot of y'all don't have that, and a lot of y'all in different countries, and y'all just like, that ain't y'all thing. You know, you like hit me up on WhatsApp app. Y'all do like a lot of the stuff like that. So I promote, you know, on other social media networks for y'all too. Twitter, Tumblr. Well, I'm actually in Twitter jail, but you know, because they done got me blocked, baby. This is Just a Touch of J. They don't be wanting me to put these pieces out there for you at all, but I am. And you know what we gonna talk about right now? Making Love Beats Kitchen. Because have I been putting any pieces out there for y'all? Yeah, no, and yes. They've been old pieces, but they have been pieces. So look, I just dropped, okay? It wasn't sweet potato brownies, though. I dropped my chicken quesadilla recipe, okay? Now, I got a seafood curry one, too. Okay, did I got, all right? But I dropped it, but y'all can't get it until this Wednesday. Yeah, baby. Last week, I showed you a picture of it. So y'all gonna get that this week. Shout out to Black Chef Network, Soul Food in the Kitchen. All of y'all that been liking my stuff on Facebook. I love y'all. Y'all are so thrilled. Why I'm getting the chills and everything just thinking about it. Y'all know I love Making Love Beats Kitchen. And actually, at the hotel, because you know I've been living in a hotel for the last 2 months, I have been doing a little bit Making Love Beats Kitchen. I told y'all about capacity and how I was able to eat the whole sweet potato. Now I'm able to eat like even more of a zucchini. Y'all know I love zucchini, baby. Zucchini, zucchini. I love me some zucchini. Yes! Oh my God, I love zucchini. But I can't put nothing in there. I can't put no salt in there, nothing like that right now. But I do Just put a little olive oil in the child, and I put a little water in there, and I make it do what it is to do, baby. Because this is just a touch of Jay. I'm trying to get back to cooking and putting it out there in pieces for you, baby. All right? So, look, that's that whole Make a Lovin' Beast Kitchen. Just check it out, because I do every Wednesday. I drop something out there. It's called Making Love in V's Kitchen, the Wednesday edition. It's on the Just a Touch of J app. It's on all my social media networks. Get it. Look at it. Boom. We moving over to the next piece. Okay, I got to skid on over to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can shine. Pray like a diamond. Yes, and tell you about the Just a Touch of J fitness thing. Yeah. All right, so y'all know, look, I did this whole 400 fitness program. Child, I was looking at some of that stuff. I see why I got this little cut near my abs and stuff, child. Even though I'm small and stuff now, I'm like cut up though, still. I was really working out. But some of the program, I was doing 650 like ab movements and squats and stuff. Child, I didn't know my body was like that until I had lost the weight and I see the muscle. Oh my God, this is just a touch of J, baby. But anyway, Just Touch J Fitness. Now look, I've been putting out my clothing out there for y'all. Thank you. Okay. This is justatouchofj.com. It's the online store. Please purchase. Okay. And do what it is that you do. I've been putting my waist shapers out there and everything. And I've been doing some workouts with moderation for Just a Touch of J Fitness. Okay. Just me, you know. So Just a Touch of J's Fitness, it's doing what it has to do. And you know, and thank you for paying attention to that. It's on Facebook and it's on Instagram, okay? And that's all I'm really going to say about that, okay? We got Jay's Fit, which is my fit. Then we got Taylor's Fit, which is his fit. Guys, Taylor Fit to you. All that stuff is coming. You know, armbands, waist shapers, all this stuff, all this new stuff. Just everything is coming to you. It's coming at you like bow, 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 bow. Y'all got to get those pieces, all right? Now, look. I'm going to skate on over to the other left because I got to talk to you about something else. It's Just a Touch of J Cannabis line. Okay. Now, no. I created 4 strains of my own marijuana. I'm a grower. All right. But this is what I wanted to say to you. I also have my own cannabis papers and they are called All You Need Is Just a Touch of the J. Yeah, like Just a Touch of J, because you don't need too much. Just a touch. That's all you need, okay? So, look, make sure y'all check them out in my link trees and all of my bios, okay? Everywhere. It's going to say my name is R1976. The link tree thing is up in there. Get that. Check out the pieces. Also in the online store, and you can see the videos all over the internet. Just Google Just a Touch of J, baby, okay? That's all you got to do, and you're going to see those pieces. And I also did a song about it. You know, that whole Drake's laugh now, cry later, cry now, laugh later. That's what you gonna do, baby. You get just a touch of the J. All right. But anyway, look, we skating on up out of there. And I'm gonna go over to the next thing, which is gonna be the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all got the Just a Touch of J app popping. Yeah, it's popping. I see you. I see what you're doing. You hit me back. You're actually texting me through there or calling me through there and everything. I said, oh my God, look at my babies. They are really like loving this. And I'm loving it too. Now, look. Just a Touch of J app is getting some new stuff. I keep telling y'all that. I'm just working on it slowly but surely, okay? You got to take your time with certain things. And speaking of taking my time with things, y'all ain't taking your time with nothing when it comes to the Just a Touch of J podcast. Y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn, baby. What y'all out there doing? Huh? Every time I turn around, thousand, hundreds, it's going up and it's going up and it's going up. And I'm turning around like, y'all put it out there peaceful, baby. Look, and I love it, okay? Like I said, this is Just a Touch of J. Just a Touch of J. All of God. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces the best way I know how to. And just trying to inspire y'all. Okay? So I'm so glad that y'all like the Just a Touch of J podcast. Shout out to y'all out in Zimbabwe, Madagascar, Japan, London, everywhere. The United States. Oh my gosh. Just y'all are everywhere. Like, I really looked at where y'all at now and how y'all listening to me. Y'all are like really listening to me all over the world, okay? It's just this podcast getting translated in different languages. Y'all can listen to it or anything y'all want to listen to it on now, baby. This is just a touch of day, like I said. I don't know what y'all doing, okay? I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you, all right? Now, look, the last thing I got to talk to y'all about before I give y'all this Sunday word. Okay. It's Beat Break Radio. I always got to give a shout out to Beat Break Radio, Liz. Thank you, Beat Break Radio. Beat Break Radio 87 FM. All right. Has taken on the Just a Touch of J podcast show. I got my own show, Just a Touch of J's podcast show. Comes on at 12 o'clock midnight. And I told y'all, get ready to do that Love Doctors relationship series. It's starting soon. I'm talking about relationships. I'm going to tell y'all a little bit about the first episode. Okay. It's about like your ex and your spouse. Okay. Yeah. It's going to be so juicy. But y'all going to be able to check that out on late nights. And I'm going to be giving y'all like the music and all that. The sexy music and everything. Baby, this is just a touch of J. Oh my God. I can't wait. But we're going to be talking about what happens like if your spouse like rejects you and stuff. And I'm going to be having guests on the show and everything. It's going to be just so thorough. It's going to be so thorough, you know. Shout out to BET, okay, Black Entertainment Network, for, you know, giving me the inspiration to do so. That's all I'm going to say, because this is just a touch of J, all right? I just got to put out there pieces for you, okay? Now, look, also, make sure y'all checking out the 411 Wire, okay? That's the hottest entertainment segment, okay, on the streets. It's me. I'm giving y'all everything that y'all need. Okay, I just talked about some of the greatest rappers that passed. DMX was the week before that, covered the Grammys. Okay, look, okay, I'm trying to put it all out there in pieces for you. All right, so make sure y'all check that out. It's played every top of the hour. Also, gonna be doing another little segment. Okay, I'm just like I said, this is just a touch of J. Y'all know I'm just trying to put it out here in pieces for you, all right? So, look, that's it. That's all the pieces. I don't think there's nothing else I had to tell y'all. I've been doing pretty good health-wise. Been noticing a little bit of histamine issues and stuff, but it compared on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being 100, the worst. I've been at like a 1, 1.5. Okay, so look, that's amazing. All right, now listen. Continue to keep me in prayer. Now, look, I got a story to tell like Biggie. Okay, so this Sunday's word is life. And God been dropping a dime on me. He been giving me this word like life, like this whole time. And then had the nerve to tell me life and death are in the power of the tongue, right? So life and death are in the power of the tongue. Okay, get this, because I'm going to drop a dime on y'all. Y'all going to be turned out with these pieces, okay? So life and death are in the power of the tongue, right? Now, what happens is sometimes we don't like to speak life into situations. It could be the story that we tell ourselves, you know, like, I can't do it, you know, I done messed up here, I'm a failure, you know, or the story that you tell other people, you ain't never going to be able to do that, how you figure you're going to do this, you're nothing, or whatever it is, somebody might be telling you, you're not beautiful, you're not handsome, you'll never be able to achieve this, you know, that goal is too big, I don't know, but life and death are in the power of the tongue. Any of y'all out there going through anything like that? Like where you literally have some issues with life because of tongues that have been spoken over you or are currently been, you know, are being spoken to you. Okay? Like seriously. Like somebody saying something to you and you just like, oh my God, they're not speaking life into you. Have any of y'all been with somebody who actually speaks life to you? I used to date this guy, right? Oh my God, he used to speak life into me. He used to call me up and he used to be like, I just want to sow into you. Now, maybe he saw I was a little jacked up or something, baby. This is just such a day. I don't know. But he used to speak life into me, okay? This is back in the day, a couple years ago, you know. Shout out to you, Tyrone, if you're listening. But anyway, look, he used to go ahead and he used to speak life into me. He said, baby, you know what? I want to call you up. I just want to tell you how amazing you are. For like 20 minutes, he would just sow into me. You're beautiful, you're loving, you're caring, and I want you to know that you are these things. You know, he was so into me. And it would fill me up, child. He had me running around or sky high. Like, what you want me to do? You know, you want me busted open like this? You want me busted open like that? Child, I was doing all type of things. Trickery, anything. Look, whatever it is he wanted me to do because he fed into me. You understand what I'm saying? You ever have anybody feed into you, give you life? Well, look. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. You can kill somebody with words. They're powerful. Or you can bring them life. And that's what he was doing. And I know some of y'all out there, y'all got people killing y'all with the tongue. You're killing yourself with the tongue, or somebody's giving you life with the tongue. Or you're giving somebody else life with the tongue. So God, you know, he's working with me with this whole thing. And I'm like, okay, life and death and the power of the tongue. Okay, you want me to tell about life, right? Then, right, I'm watching TD Jakes. Y'all know I like TD Jakes. Shout out to you, TD Jakes, if you listening. I love TD Jakes. So TD Jakes starts talking about his new book, Don't Drop the Mic. Oh my God. Y'all know I had started the book club and then I stopped it, baby. I'm trying to go back to the book club and everything. And I think that's going to be number one. The first thing on the book club, then we're going to do Mike Todd's relationship goals. Okay, but look, that's another piece. Okay, we didn't get there yet. So look, back to TD Jakes. So I'm listening and TD Jakes is talking about, I'm going to drop the mic. How, you know, you can't hold your tongue. Like your speech, the way you think, as a man think of in his heart, so is he. Life, death, tongue, your thoughts, everything are controlled by how you perceive things. Okay? The words that are in your mouth, the things you speak over to yourself. How you shouldn't let anybody take that. And how you should understand that it's a strong, powerful thing. And how he was on there sharing his testimony about it because he wanted people to get this. That's why he wrote the book. Don't drop the mic. All right. Now look, there's just a touch of J baby file, these pieces. So he wanted to share his testimony, right? So God brings to me, we overcome by our testimony. He's been bringing it to me all week. People been telling me all type of stuff. So I'm on Instagram today, right? And I'm just on there, you know, peeking through whatever. So I see one of my followers and he posts this guy on there, right? And he's like walking. I'm going to post him on my page. But he had, the doctors told him that he wasn't going to be able to walk, that he was going to be paralyzed. Because he had to have spinal surgery and he's a boxer. You know, he's really out there. And he's a really, really good boxer. So he was saying, he believes in Jesus Christ. And he said, I'm going to overcome this. So they show him walking. I'm talking about he walking, yo, I say probably like a half a mile. And he walked and he made it to where he had to go to, right? But the whole time he's like, I could do all things through Christ that strengthens me. He's speaking life over himself. Any of y'all out there had to do something like that lately or before any time in your life? Like you had to speak life over yourself. Oh, man, I've been there. I've done that, child. I was going through a couple of times. I had to say, come on, girl. Come on, get it together. You got this. Especially, you know, coming out of this whole health situation that I got going on. Okay? I had to tell myself, you can't quit. Come on, keep going. You can do this. I had to look at myself every day and say, every day I'm getting better and better in every way. Remember I used to read y'all that stuff where I would be reading y'all everything that was on the wall at my house. I ain't there now, so I don't have it. But, but you know, I would read it every day to myself. Words of affirmation. I am beautiful. Healing is a process. You remember all that? I will learn how to eat again. That's a little thing. I make love in V's kitchen, baby. Smile. You know, God is rewarded to those that diligently seek him. You're going to get through this. You're going to be amazing. You're an amazing mother. You're an amazing friend. Your podcast is popping like popcorn, baby. You could do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Like, it was a whole thing I used to say to myself. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you know, like, you got to speak life to yourself. Well, anyway, he's speaking life to himself as he's walking. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I love it. So I screen recorded. I said, I'm going to have to share this on my page. And I haven't been sharing a lot of stuff about a lot of people. I just been keeping it like my posts and me, right? And I've been sharing a lot of pictures lately. Okay, so we're going to get to this whole picture thing. I've been sharing a lot of pictures of myself lately. Older pictures, right? So anyway, so I'm sitting there today and I turn on a pastor. Again, another pastor. I watched like three on Sunday on YouTube. So I'm listening to the next pastor. And this is Mike Todd. Mike Todd is on there talking about something. When are you going to share your testimony? And you just got to do something for God. You got to do something for Jesus. Because he used to be addicted to pornography. And he wrote one of the best, okay, New York Times bestseller books about relationships. And he's talking about how he had to overcome pornography and all of these things in this book. And he's always sharing his testimony. He said, when are you going to share a testimony? You need to put it out there in pieces, right? So I'm like, you know, he's talking about life, how you give other people life when you share your testimony. So I'm like, dang, okay, life, death, proud of time, share the testimony. God, what are you trying to say? Huh? What are you trying to tell me? That it's in my mouth and we overcome by our testimony. That's Revelations in the Bible 12:11. So during the week earlier this week, okay, let me backtrack just a little bit so I can bring it all together for you, baby. Okay. I have been waking up like 2-3 in the morning. I'm like, God, what's going on? You want to talk to me? So I started really, really trying to figure out what was going on. And I started spending a little bit more time with God. Ain't y'all out there doing that? Like, you know, like something going on in your life, and you're like, you know what? God's trying to get my attention. So you know you got to start spending a little time with him, right? So he's bringing me all this life and death and all of this. And at this present time, I'm struggling. Y'all, I'm struggling. Like, literally, like, I spent over $8,000 in 2 months to stay at this hotel because I don't have nowhere else to go right now, okay? Now, I'm suing the landlord and all that other stuff. But, you know, it's like a fight. You know, you got to go through a whole bunch of stuff. All right, so look. As I'm going through all this type of stuff, my money started getting a little funny, baby. Okay, now, y'all, I told y'all I was collecting unemployment and stuff. That just stopped. And, you know, I was getting a little other money from somewhere else. And then that stopped. I'm trying to figure out what's going on, you know, like, why I don't got this help that I used to have. Figure out, I got to go ahead and reapply. They stop everybody's stuff, okay? So, in the process of it, my money is really, like, tight. So, God is, like, really having me reach out to people. Now, look, this is just a touch of that, baby. I don't be asking nobody for nothing, okay? Look, I don't do it, no, okay? But God is, like, showing me humility. Gosh. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, all right? Like, look, he's showing me this humility, and I'm like this. He like, you got to ask such and such. I'm like, no, I don't think so. He like, ask. You have not because you ask not, right? So one morning, I'm sitting up there, and I'm listening to Steve Harvey giving myself life. Okay, Steve Harvey, he's giving his testimony about how he used to, you know, sleep in his car, and you know how he used to fish, and he was homeless for 3 years, and don't give up, and you have not because you ask not. He's saying all this stuff, right? And God's just bringing this to me like all week about life, about like sowing into yourself, about speaking life, about your testimony. He's sharing his testimony. TD Jake's sharing that testimony. You know, Michael Todd shared a testimony. Oh my God, I feel the spirit all over me right there. Oh my gosh. This is just touching it, baby. I'm trying to put this out there, please, for you. I'm trying. But let me get back, okay? Now, okay. I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, God, you want me to start asking people? God, like, yes. So I'm like, God, like, just do what I said. So, you know, so I asked one person, Lord, you think you can help me out? So they give me just enough, right, for that day. And I'm like this. I'm like, damn, you know, I need a little bit more. You know, what I'm going to do for the week? You know, so then God, the next day, God is like, you know, ask this person. And this person maybe give me enough for like 2 days. But I'm like, you know, this ain't really enough. You know, I need more. Then I turn around, I'm like, damn, my phone bill due. And I got to buy my food. How am I going to get my food and my phone bill? Look, baby, I'm trying to be transparent. This is just a touch of day. I need y'all to know that I'm in here like going through, because some of y'all out there going through it too. I ain't never had to go through. Y'all know I travel. I got the clothing line, the cannabis line. I got all this type of stuff popping off, baby. Right? But life is expensive as well. So now it's really affecting my pockets. And God is like, look, do what I tell you. So then the next day come, he like, you know, I talked to my brother. My brother, he sent me something nice. Boom, that covered me for a while. Then I'm like this. It ran out. I'm like, Dad, what I'm going to do now? You know, God, like, ask this person. I'm like, man, look, I'm getting tired of asking. I'm trying to ask you, and you telling me to ask them. Ain't y'all out there going through that? Like, literally, you going to God, like, God, you know what? I need you to go ahead and make this thing work out for me. You know, I need you to do this thing right here. He like, you know what? Ask such and such. You like, what? So I said, okay, you humbling me. You are bringing humility to me. But at the same time, what else are you showing me? So he brings me to the children, the Israelites, right? How they was out there in the wilderness for like 40 years. They was with Moses and all that. And, you know, they was out there and they was out in the wilderness. And Moses went ahead and he, you know, he died, right? But when they was out in the wilderness, you know, they had manna. Manna was falling from the sky. It's kind of like, it was like their food. It helped them be able to eat, but they only had enough for that day. They didn't have any more. God didn't give them enough, right? But when they got to the land of milk and honey, when Moses died, they was with Joshua, and Joshua led them to the land of milk and honey. And when they got there, everything that they needed was there. It was just put out there in pieces for them. When they got there, they was able to eat. But when they was going through the wilderness, when they was in their trouble season, God was feeding them. But they had to do certain stuff to get it. It didn't fall right there. It fell within their reach. They had to reach to go ahead and get that man. Oh, child, it's just a touch of day. That's basically what God is doing to me. He like, yeah, I need you to reach out there and I'm going to give you what you need. But see, the life and the death is in the power of your tongue. If you ask, you'll get it. If you don't ask, you're not going to get it. But at the same time, what he was teaching me was, oh my gosh, I'm trying to drop a dime on you, is that I'm all you need. Y'all getting this? So by not giving me everything, every day I had to ask for my daily bread. Now, this is when he really dropped the dime on me. I'm sitting up there. I'm getting ready to eat. And I'm like, Dad, you know, I ain't been eating. You know, God, like, wow, I can eat now. Like, wow, I'm eating a whole lot of food. I'm like, you know what, God? You so thorough. You so wise. He brings it to me. God is grace. God is good. And we thank you for our food by his hands. He must be fed. Give us, Lord, our daily bread. This is my daily bread. When they was out there in the wilderness and they was going through, he gave them their daily bread. Within their reach, they had to go out and get it. Right now, look, I'm gonna wrap it all up with the testimony thing, right? So I'm sitting up there, and as I'm going out there and I'm asking people for things, I have to talk to them and tell them what's going on. Well, this is what's going on with me, right? I gotta share my testimony. Now I'm on a thing like this. Now look, nobody wants to keep on repeating the testimony and sharing it and sharing it. You know, it's a lot with that. You know, you kind of can relive things. It's hard, you know, but you got to keep telling people, you know, this is what happened. This is what's going on. You know, my house had mold in it. Then they're like, well, did you contact the lawyer? I'm like, yeah, I contacted the lawyer. They're like, there's no agencies that can help you. I'm like, look, I already did that. You know, right now, look, you know, I don't want to get put out of my hotel. I'm coming at them like that because that's the way God's telling me to tell them. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like your life, you just was cool. Everything was good. Then all of a sudden, everything stopped. And now you got to speak life over yourself. And you got to go ahead and you got to ask people for things. Or you are in need because everything has changed. God is trying to show you something. Right? This is the thing. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. You can kill yourself with words. Or you can do things with words, like what God said, let there be light. He created light by speaking. All right, now look, y'all know I'm dropping a dime on you. I'm speaking too, right? I'm giving you life. So I'm sharing my testimony as I'm talking to people because I'm asking them for help. And God's providing. And my friend goes, oh my gosh, my girlfriend, my best friend, shout out to you, girl. She know who she is. So she out of Florida. You so, oh my God, I love her. So she says, every day God just keeps on blessing you. I said, I know. I said, but it's just enough. I said, but at the same time, I'm sharing my testimony. She like, I said, I think I'm ready to share, you know, my story, like photos and stuff of the things I've gone through. Right? So that's what I did today. Right? Because I understand that life and death are in the power of the tongue. So I'm telling you all of that to tell you today. If you're in a situation and you're trying to hide it and God is blessing you, please don't. Put your testimony out there. Like today, what I did was, y'all should be so proud of me, okay? I showed y'all pictures of me with a bald spot. All right, baby, this is just a touch day. I'm talking about a bald spot like on my head. It ain't there no more, okay, because the hair has grown back. But I had a bald spot in... And Lord, I don't even know how I grew back that quick, but it grew back. I had a bald spot in March. Beginning of March, end of February, like March 1st, somewhere around there. And I was really, really thin, okay? And I just wasn't right, okay? And now, I showed y'all a picture of me now, where my hair was kind of like growing back a little bit. But I got on a cap on my head. Child, just y'all can see my skin, how my face broke out real bad. Like my skin is really like going through a lot because my gut is healing. So, you know, it comes out on your skin. You know, I'm in healthcare. I don't know if y'all know that, but that's the skin shows what's going on in the inside. Okay. So since I'm healing, it's clearing up, but it was like bad. So I'm showing y'all pictures and I'm showing to them, did a little collage and I put it to the side, right? And the first thing I said is, I'm going to send it to all my friends that's in my phone first and see how they respond. This is just a touch that, baby. I'm keeping it 100. Because look, I'm like, okay, I know I got to share the testimony. Life and death. I got to give somebody life. Okay, so let me just do it like that first. Let me do a test run. So I sent it to everybody, like 30 people that I really like mess with. So I'm like, look, y'all. Okay, look, thank you. You know, I overcame by this. Then I'm like, you know what? That was kind of thorough. Let me go ahead and put it in my stories. So I'm like, okay, I put it in my stories. And I'm like, well, shoot, I might as well put it on Facebook. Now, as I put it on Facebook, I'm crying, y'all. I ain't even gonna lie, I'm crying. But it was good tears. I'm like, God, let this bless whoever needs this. You know, I'm just like, you know, because I understand that I was telling people my testimony like God told me to do. And I had to do that because I was asking for help. I was sharing my story and they were getting filled with my story, okay? Because I was giving them life. I mean, like today, people were like, I needed this. Like people that were just my friends that were in my phone, like I was getting ready to give up and I was depressed. And I see you're still fighting. So I'm going, I'm like, oh my gosh. So I'm like, look, let me share it on Facebook, right? So I put it on Facebook and I'm like, God, let this bless whoever this is going to bless. And it started blessing a lot of people. So God said, you ready to put it on Instagram? I said, no, I don't know about that one. This is just a touch of that, baby. I ain't even going to lie to you. I said, oh my God, that's a lot. Like, that's a different type of following type thing. My Facebook, that's private. Okay? These people, they know me from high school, all that type of stuff. You know, I got my friends on there. You know, like my 800 people, we follow each other. Look, y'all been rocking with me since I was little. Okay? We talk about little. Okay? And now, that's different. But now you want me to go ahead, you want me to put out there pieces on the whole, like, streaming thing? I said, God, I don't know. He said, come on, you can do it. You can do it. I said, all right, God, look, I'm rocking with you. Because my thing is, look, he out here helping me. You out here making it sound so people dropping a dime on me. Like, here, take this 350, take this 200 something. I'm like, ooh, like that. You know, like making sure he's supplying my daily need. Okay, our daily bread, give me exactly what I need. Oh, my gosh. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, literally, God's giving you what you need. I'm telling you, share your testimony. So I put these pictures out there on Instagram. This is the end of it, right? I put these pictures out there on Instagram and I'm like this. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm doing this, right? So people are hitting me up like, oh my God, I love you. Like you're an inspiration. I'm looking at them. I'm like, damn, you know, because I would never do anything like that. Like, y'all, I'm on here with a whole cap on my head. Like, but I showed y'all pictures from 2018. It's a collage, 2020 and 2021, and then how I am now and how I was in March. Now, as I was looking at that, when I was sending it to everybody, I discovered that I'm happier now. So I'm like, wow. Now, the other pictures, you know, I'm looking fabulous. I'm beautiful. I'm fine. Regardless of how you, it's not about the look, the image, right? I just wanted people to visually see. I always tell y'all stuff. I always talk to y'all, but I wanted you to visually see what I was enduring. But as I'm looking at myself, I'm like, wow, I kind of can see maybe what everybody else doesn't see. I can see my own emptiness. Now, look, I'm happy. I'm joyful and all of that, but I can't see the I see the emptiness. Like, I'm talking about, I didn't see the God in me. In the other photos where I just look like, you know, to me, oh my gosh, you know, please get healthy. Okay. But still beautiful and amazing. But gosh, I got to get better. I got to get healthy. But I'm looking at, I'm like, you know, dang, I'm beautiful. But I'm looking at my eyes and my eyes just have this sense of peace. They're smiling. I'm smiling, you know, and I'm turning my head to the side, child, just with the bald spot showing, my temples sucked in and everything. And I'm like, but I'm happy. You know, like the real joy, that peace that God gives you. So I'm saying all this to say, it's about life. You speak in life, okay? Sharing your testimony helps you overcome. We overcome through our testimonies. The more you share, the more you overcome. That's a part of your healing. That's how you give life to others and to yourself. All right? Now, this is just a touch of you, baby. I won't do all that because I had to just put that out there in pieces for you. All right? So if you're going through anything and you just like, oh my God, my life is just this type of way. If you know God blessing you, you know you're getting through. Start sharing it with everybody. Start telling everybody about it. Like, yeah, don't be ashamed. Don't hide it. Don't be scared. No nothing. Put it out there in pieces for them, baby. They out here doing all type of crazy stuff on this internet. Okay? And out here in this world. Ain't nothing wrong with you putting it out there in pieces if you're getting blessed. Like I just told you how I was struggling. And then God was like, you need to ask. And by asking, I started to understand that I was sharing my testimony. So then I said, you know what? People are getting blessed by this. And God, you helping me. So let me really start sharing. And I'm looking at the other guy. And he's walking. And he's like, I could do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And I'm like, okay, I talk a good game. But if I talk a good game, then I need to put it out there in pieces for him for real. So check out, my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. On the Jillian Harris Facebook page, the Just a Touch of J app, the podcast, everything. I put it out there in pieces. I put pictures out there and everything so y'all can check that out. I want y'all to see how I overcome because I'm sharing my testimony. Because life and death are in the power of the tongue. really is. You give yourself life and you give other people life when you put it out there in pieces for them, baby. All right, so look, I'm up out of here. Now, how y'all want me to end this, huh? How y'all want me to end this? Y'all like it when I do it like that? That was so corny. But look, y'all want me to do it like this? That sexy Janet Jackson, Barry White voice. You ready? Okay. Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J. Man, look. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. So what do I tell y'all when I'm getting ready to skate on up out of this thing, huh? I tell you, right? Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't telling wise. Please don't. Please. And if somebody's out there and they not speaking life to you, because I had one of them before. Lord Jesus spoke all type of bad stuff to me. It'll mess you up. It'll really mess you up. And that's a part of somebody making you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. And you know you can make yourself feel like you ain't thorough and wise if you're not speaking life over yourself or to other people. So you don't want to do that. Okay, what you want to do is you want to shine bright like a diamond. Shine on them. Cause they hate it, baby. That's the second thing I tell y'all when I'm skating on up out of here. Man, you gotta let this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, oh, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Yeah, like that, right? You gotta let that light on the inside of you shine bright like a diamond. Yeah, shout out to you, Rihanna, if you listen to it. Shine bright like a diamond. Yeah, you gotta let it shine. We overcome by our testimony. Life and death. Speak it, give it, share it. God will make sure that he blesses you. I just told you, look. He was blessing me. He's blessing the children of the Israelites when they is out there doing what it is that they do. He'll give you the manna, everything that you need, your daily bread, what you need for that day, teaching you how to depend on him. If you go out there, you know, you put it out there in peace form the right way. Look, and the last thing I tell y'all is what? Spread love, right? My gosh, the world needs love. That's what I'm out here doing. And I'm getting the love back. It's reciprocity. Enemy don't never want you to spread no love. No, he wants you to be all jacked up out here. You know, people out here cheating on each other and doing all this crazy stuff because they don't understand what love is. They don't know how to love themselves. You treat yourself the way you treat other people. Okay, that's rule number one. So if you love you, that's why God says, oh my gosh, look, I'm trying to drop a dime on y'all. Love me, all right? It's a commandment, okay? Love me like you love yourself. Okay, if you don't love yourself right, you can't love him right. Love your neighbor like you love yourself. Because he wants to show you about love and forgiveness and all that type of stuff, baby. This is just a touch of J. Please, the world needs love. I tell you all the time, that's the only part of that song I know. But I know that the world needs love. So put it out there in peace form. Now, look, here's a quick synopsis. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to sum it up for you real quick. I'm going to drop a dime on you. Okay, you ready? Here we go. I would try to talk so fast, y'all, to try to help get this out in this time frame. All right, now look, this how it goes, okay? I got a story to tell like Biggie. So I come on here and I tell y'all what I'm going through. And I share my testimony. And I tell you how God is having me ask people for cash. And that ain't my thing. I don't do that. I don't depend on nobody. Look, I travel the world. I get my own money, okay? Like, I do what it is that I do. Y'all know this, right? But in the midst of all this, okay, God had been bringing to me that, you know, life and death is in the power of the tongue and that we heal by sharing our testimony. So I put out stuff on Instagram today, pictures and everything, and I sent it to the people on my phone and I put it on Facebook of like my before and my after and me now healing. And, you know, a lot of people were inspired by my testimony because there's a test in every testimony. but I would have never shared it. Oh my gosh. If God didn't have it where I couldn't have, and he had to tell me how to ask. He had to teach me humility. There's life in humility. This just touched it, baby. So I'm saying all that to y'all because I just want y'all to get that. I want you to understand that. Never be afraid of it. People need to hear what you have going on. Share. It's life. Give yourself life. You're going to heal yourself by sharing it. You see it all the time. You see people out here all the time. This is just a touch of it, y'all. I tell y'all all the time, y'all know when it's a good podcast and somebody always interrupting or something happening with the system or something. But anyway, I'm back. Look, I tell y'all all the time that you overcome. I don't even know what I was going to say, but that ain't nothing but the enemy. You overcome by just sharing your testimony, okay? So look, that's all I'm going to say. I'm wrapping it up right there. You have to spread love. You got to put it out there in pieces. That's what I did, okay? You got to do it, okay? I don't know. I lost my train of thought when I seen that happen, and you know, but I put it all out there, okay? So we got through the whole podcast. Even with me coughing in the beginning, okay? I stuck through with it. Make sure you share your testimony. Make sure you give the love, okay? Just do it because you're going to heal through it. You're going to heal and you're going to help other people heal. Okay, you are. It's going to restore you. We overcome by our testimony. You know, I gave y'all enough. Y'all got enough. Y'all got y'all daily bread today. Y'all got filled up. I know I did. I know a lot of people. Like, let me share one thing that one person said. I'm not going to tell you her name because I can't put that out there. Because then they're going to be like, oh my God, you know what? You all tell about business. But let me tell you what she said, right? This is somebody that I personally know. She said, amen. Thank you so much for your testimony. I had no idea you were sick, right? And I don't claim that. We ain't sick no more, okay? We healed, all right? But I understand where she's coming from. But she says, I'm so glad you are happy and healed, right? You look so beautiful. I needed this love, right? With a heart. She says, I've been living in fear, depression, lack of faith, and motivation. Not sure how to start, not sure on how to keep going, but this gives me hope. I love you. You understand? Had I not shared, even if it was just for one person, even if God just wanted me to go through all of this just to help her, to send it to her, because I asked, I said, God, who you want me to send it to? And he said, this person, that person. So I sent it to all of them. She needed that. That's what I'm here trying to tell y'all. Life, I gave her life. Do you understand that? Because I was humbled by not having, and then God told me to ask. So I was so joyous when he gave it to me that I wanted to share life with everybody else. And the enemy don't ever want you to do that. He don't want you to do that. So like I'm saying to y'all, if you out there and you're struggling, you like, you know, and you see that you're getting blessed and all that, please share your testimony. Give life to someone else. And go on over to My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. And check out my picture of my bald spot. And check out my picture of me, baby. I want y'all to see this right here. Get inspired. Because God is doing a healing. I want you to see how he's going to restore me. Right in front of you. Oh my God. You just touched it, baby. I can't wait. He gonna show you everything. I'll be working out and stuff in front of y'all. Everything. I'll be dancing that day. Y'all gonna be like, look at her. I'll be like, yeah. Cause that's what he does. You know, he gotta show you who people are. When you out in the wilderness in your storm, who's there for you? He's not. And then he gonna restore you. He whip you around. He tell you everything. He teach you about life. And you come out like, bam, here I am. You know? So look, pay attention to these pieces, all right? So look, I'm up out of here, right? I love my babies. Oh my gosh, I got to tell y'all something though. Look, I did the thing to Biggie Smalls. Remember I was telling y'all, check that out. It's going to play after the podcast. Oh my God, so dope. But I also check it out on its own podcast, which is yesterday, okay? It's called The Song of the Week. I'm doing that now. Okay, I'm giving y'all this whole thing that I used to give y'all before. Remember, if y'all been listening to me and rocking with me for years, okay, because Just Sis J Podcast, baby, this is 3 years in the making, okay, I used to do the Song of the Week. So now I'm just doing a different twist on it. So make sure you listen to my tribute to Biggie, okay? So every week is going to get better because, you know, my memory and all that, I'm just getting back in the swing and doing things, okay? But I think I did a good job. call in, let me know, give me feedback, email me. Y'all know how to get in touch with me. All right, this is Just a Touch Day, baby. Let me know if you like it. You know, I think I did a little justice on that. I said, okay, I got skills. My everything's coming back to me, right? Because I'm speaking life. I'm not quitting. I'm not giving up. And I don't want you to do that either. All right, so look, I'm about it here, right? I'm going to say it again. This is Just a Touch of J. Just a Touch of J. That's this guy. He's done all of this in my life. Before me being ill, you know, he was doing it. It's Just a Touch of J. That's what that means. All right. And I'll be back when I got something else to say. Yeah. When I got something else to say. Yeah. When I got something else to say. No, seriously. I'll be back, right? No lie. When I got something else to say. Hey y'all, did y'all think I forgot to pray for y'all? No, I can never do that. This is Just a Touch of J, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? So listen, bow y'all head, close y'all eyes. Let me go ahead and let me drop a dime on you, okay? Look, dear Heavenly Father, I come to you right now and I ask for you to please allow your word that I just put out there in pieces for them to be able to resonate inside each and every one of the individuals that heard it. Restore their soul, Lord God. Allow them to see what it is that you're trying to show them through this message. Allow them to see that they have everything that they need on the inside of them and that you'll be there for them. Okay? Yo, God's going to be there for you. He loves you. All right? He's going to restore you. He's going to help you. All right? In Jesus' name, I pray. Just don't be afraid. All right? We love you, God. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for just allowing me to go ahead and put your word out there in pieces for them. Just thank you. Restore them. Give them peace and everything that it is that they need, that comfort as they're walking through life. In Jesus' name, I pray. I love you guys. Amen. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J, baby. Coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on my flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby. And baby, you know you're fine, right? Fine. Right? Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you. Making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh. You better download that Just a Touch of J app. Hey y'all, yeah. This is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you getting ready to put it all out there in pieces.
That told me I never amount to nothing.
Y'all hear that?
All the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
And all the niggas in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby.
Y'all hear that?
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The ha, you never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Piece of raw D, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Funk, Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
Wait a minute, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? Now look, man. Y'all know what I'm doing again? The song of the week. And I gotta give it to my man's Biggie Smalls. Check out Machine Gun Funk. Oh my God. I live better, but yeah, I die better, but I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, baby.
So you wanna be hardcore with your hat to the back. Talking about the get up in that like a wedgie. Says who? Says me, the lyrical. Saying Biggie off the street, it's a miracle. Left the drugs alone, took the thugs along with me. Just for that and shifty. Sticks and stones break bones, but they can kill you quicker. Especially when I'm drunk off the liquor. Smoking drunk by the boxes. Packing it's natural to eat your type
songs. I just had to drop a bomb on him like flex. Is that work, baby?
Is that work,
you know you're fine, right?
This is just a touch of J, baby. You know I gotta put it out there in like pieces that. For you.
You like that?
Here's another one.
C-O-U-C-H underscore letter J. Yes, this shit comes with the comedy.
And another one.
Wait a minute, y'all.
I got another one. This is just a touch of J. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Make sure y'all go over to my name is O-N-I-76 on Instagram, baby. And definitely make sure you download the Just a Touch of J app. Oh my gosh, y'all gotta make sure y'all follow me at Making Love in B's Kitchen, baby. On Instagram, that's where I do my food thing. This is just a touch of your baby. Y'all know I gotta put that out there in pieces for you, right? Don't forget to check out the Just a Touch of J cannabis line, right? The Just a Touch of J podcast, Just a Touch of J's fitness, and make sure you Google Just a Touch of J, man. Check out the online store called thisisjustatouchofj.com, because this is just a touch of J, baby. I love my babies, right? I gotta put this out there in pieces for you. J. T-O-U-C-H. Yeah. Underscore letter J. That's what they call me. And I can't forget, man, make sure y'all check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM, all right? Atlanta's hottest entertainment segment called the 411 Wire and the Just a Touch of J radio show. And for the last time, y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, right? I love y'all.
You like it when I do it like that.
And y'all know I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, baby. What's up, y'all? This is just a touch of J. Oh my gosh. Y'all hear that? Come on now. J, J, J. Underscore letter J. J. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is just a touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like pieces it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
y'all
you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of J.
Just a touch of J. Y'all hear that? Pieces for you. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
All you need is just a touch of J. Pieces for you.
get what I took. We all know I'm feeling wise, right? My baby like it when I do it like that.
Pieces for you.
When I do it like that.
Pieces for you.
He like it when I'm rubbing on his back. Then I do my feet thing.
Pieces for you.
Y'all like it when I do it like that. Y'all better make sure y'all go over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen. Food thing. Oh my gosh. Y'all like it when I do it like that, baby. And my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby.
Lady.
All he needs is just a touch of chip.
Ladies, all he needs is just a touch of J.
This is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all hear that?
All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All you need is just a touch of the J.
And make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J app too. The links are in all the bios.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?